Good afternoon. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, the leader of the PSOE, which won yesterday's elections, said that he was ready to hold talks with other political forces to form a new government. The PSOE leader noted that the new socialist government would be the government of all Spaniards. Pablo Iglesias, the leader of Podemos, that won 42 seats in the election, had already expressed a readiness to form a coalition with the socialists. However, even if Podemos and the PSOE managed to reach an agreement on building a coalition, they will still need to get 11 more seats from small nationalist parties to form a government. The PSOE secured 123 out of 350 parliamentary seats. After almost all the votes have been counted, the voter turnout stood at nearly 76%. Meanwhile, European shares fell this morning as markets took a hit on uncertainty related to government formation after the general election and weak Eurozone economic sentiment. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index fell 0.3%, with most regional indices in the red, led by Spain's IBEX 35, which dropped 0.9%. Leading the losses among sectors were utilities, which is also the worst performing sector in Europe. Also weighing on the numbers was Eurozone economic sentiment, which dipped for the 10th consecutive month to its lowest level in more than 2 years in April as managers in industry and the retail sector became more downbeat. Guardia Civil rescue teams have located the lifeless body of a 9-year-old child who had disappeared in Huesca. According to sources, the body of the boy was found at around about 11 a.m. yesterday near a ravine. The child was part of a group which was canoeing in the area. The 9-year-old's disappearance was reported on Saturday. According to the Spanish press, two women belonging to the group were rescued, but the child was pulled away by the current in an area that was difficult to access. A fire broke out this morning on a cruise ferry carrying hundreds of passengers from Britain to Spain, but the blaze was brought under control with no one hurt. The ship, operated by Brittany Ferries, raised the alarm around 4 a.m. when a fire was detected in one of the two engine rooms. A French Navy helicopter carrying firefighters and experts was dispatched to the vessel, which was travelling from Plymouth to Santander. The MV Pontavan, which can carry up to 2,400 passengers and 650 cars, is the largest vessel in the company's fleet, measuring 184 metres in length. It will dock at a port in the Brittany region later. And today marks exactly 2 years since the suspicious death of Kirsty Maxwell in Benidorm. And members of the review team supporting Kirsty's family have been in the town to talk to tourists and locals in an effort to trace witnesses and obtain information to assist the ongoing court-led investigation. Kirsty Maxwell, a 27-year-old from West Lothian, was on a hen party with friends in Benidorm when she plunged to her death on April the 29th in 2017. Kirsty's husband, Adam, whom she married just 6 months before her death, has said that the circumstances surrounding it were impossible to believe, and that they still are. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.